Evolution is a mystery.
Yeah, did you not put that headset on?
He was on the whole time.
No, I wasn't on the whole time. I literally just pressed the button like a second ago.
Evolution is a mystery.
Coming in clear. Check.
Last podcast, I did no editing at all. All
right, cool.
Like all the stuff we talked about in the beginning, I just like fuck it.
Posted it. So after we're Chinese food and half Corona deep,
Coronas
with barbecue Pringles and 2 pounds of like Rice Krispies treats.
Bought the slab, the Rice Krispies slab. That's when you know you hate your life.
Guess how much it cost me?
$1.
Much. I wish it was $1. Guess again.
$5.
No, it was $11.
Jesus fuck!
I thought it was gonna be $20.
$11 seems a little too.
$11 for 2 pounds of Rice Krispies treats.
Still, no one wants that. No, like everyone loves Rice Krispies treats. If he was like, "Hey, you want a Rice Krispies treat?" I'm like, "Yeah." No one wants that much Rice Krispies treat.
I was so upset. I was like, "Yo, people eat it with me. Fucking eat that shit to myself."
Yeah, I came in and was like, "You bought that the big slab without me?" It's not even about like I want the slab or something. Like, yeah, let's just eat this whole slab. Rice Krispies treat. It's like the novelty of having the slab. It's like, oh man, we got so much Rice Krispies treat. And you look at it like, I don't want to eat all of this.
And I did.
Getting so fat. Oh, just eat this whole Rice Krispies treat.
I bought it Wednesday. Yeah, Wednesday.
And it's Saturday the 5th and it's still here.
No, it's gone.
Well, now it's gone. It was here like 10 minutes ago. I ate the last piece. It
took 4 days to eat that shit.
And like, what, 3 different people?
Yeah. My dad is like, cow. He had like a square. He had like a pinch. It's too sweet.
Your mother didn't have any?
Maybe, but I don't think she did.
Hey, Mike, guess what happened this week?
Wrestling happened.
Yes. Wrestling matters. Here on the Oh My God podcast with your host, Andre Gamble, and the mouth of the North, Mikey Hartrick.
The mouth of the East.
The beast from the East.
Yeah. So full, man.
Okay, for concentrate.
Goddamn Chinese food.
So, yeah, wrestling happened.
Yes, wrestling happened.
And some non-wrestling happened, too.
Don't talk about TNA like that.
Oh. Easy. Oh. That's fucked up. Well, I was talking about your crush got proposed.
Yeah.
Got proposed to by the American Dragon, Daniel Bryan.
I'm jealous.
Yeah, I know you're.
I'm going to crash your wedding. You know, this is like, does anyone object? Just like stalk them. I object. Just like pull off his head, like, who are you? Silence.
You should pull a shield. Just have the DJ play the song. What the fuck?
Shit's about to go down.
Dead, dead. You come out of the crowd. What the fuck? Wearing all black and a bulletproof vest.
I'm like disguised as like one of the priests.
You are the priest. You are the priest.
Shield.
Oh, and my elbow.
So okay, wrestling happened this week. We're here in the man cave of my house.
Talking battlegrounds. Battlegrounds is tomorrow, Mike.
Yes, battlegrounds, predictions, and we did something different for this prediction / weekly review of wrestling.
It's supposed to be a bi-weekly review, but WWE is fucking us up.
Yeah. So, basically what we did for this one, we'll get to the predictions maybe an hour later. I don't know.
We got some THQ quality predictions.
Yes, we ran the matches through THQ simulations.
WWE 13.
So now we have Andre's predictions, my predictions, and the wild card of THQ.
Guess how wrong that's going to be.
And I downloaded as much well-looking creative characters as I could.
I think they all pretty good-looking. Even the young one, even though He came to the ring crip walking.
The JTG entrance. Making moves, making moves, making million-dollar moves. I didn't realize that that's actually in the theme song in the beginning.
Oh, it is?
Yeah. Right. It's like the whistle, and it goes, and then...
Making moves, making moves. Stereotypical theme song.
Hope my phone doesn't die before I get to the predictions. But I kind of remember what THQ chose.
Hopefully.
Yeah.
I guess we should talk about Raw.
I didn't watch Raw.
Yeah, so you didn't watch Raw, and I barely remember
Raw. Yeah, I was doing a school project. Yeah.
I think about it a lot, and I always say to myself, it's too late for us. Like, even if we just, like, stop watching wrestling.
Yeah.
We will never be, like, too, you know.
Too over it to.
Yeah. So I got Raw. I'm looking at it while we're podcasting.
You're watching Raw.
Yeah. Just to catch up. All right. So first thing that's happening is. You're
actually going to get play by. Welcome to the 3-hour podcast.
No, I'm going to fast forward. Yeah. I'm going to watch the whole thing. Jesus Christ, no. Punk is out. And I'm trying to remember what did Punk talk about? Talking about how. I'm CM Punk and I'm pissed off because they beat me up last week on Monday Night Raw.
I will get my hands off Paul Heyman, even if it's just for 2 seconds. Look at my mutton chops.
Remember when I came back and looked like Wolverine? Remember that, guys? That was cool. Remember when I was heel earlier this year and I had a shaved head? Everybody hated me. Remember when I was the Antichrist, guys? All right. He wrestled Big E Langston. First match of the night. opens the show up against Big E.
Don't need a 3-man, I need a 5.
Big E, I guess they completely separated him from AJ Lee at this point.
Yeah, the rumor is, I don't know if it's a rumor, that they want to turn him face.
He's not a face. Look at this guy.
Looks like he has Down syndrome.
Oh, damn, man. I wouldn't say that.
He does. I mean, no offense to the guy. Like, I want to fuck with him. That's why I'm talking shit on the mic.
That's why I'm talking shit on this podcast.
Yeah.
If I haven't seen him in the dark alley, I'm running the opposite direction.
Of course.
He just smack you with
just
his
titties.
Just
give me a big ending in the middle of a fucking street.
He just hit you with his tit.
just backhand me like he did to AJ.
This match wasn't so bad. I think Punk, he finished the match with a GTS, which was impressive that he was able to get Big E up over his head. Yeah, but Big E didn't, like, he played the I'm a big, strong dude pretty well in the slider match. Like, Big E, like, it's not like a dude I see, like, being the greatest champion ever or anything.
Yeah.
But he can play a monster heel like Mark Henry. Like, especially if Mark Henry's going to be gone in, like, a year or two. Big E can play that guy, definitely.
Imagine if Mark Henry and Big E join a tag team.
Oh, God.
We'll form the tag team.
What would they call it? Like
World's Strongest Tag Team.
Oh, it's boring.
It's just as boring as Team Cobra.
Team Cobra was cool. Fuck you, Mike.
Or Show Miz.
I came to establish show. I was telling you earlier about how great the WWE Cancer t-shirts are.
Yeah.
It seems like everyone, like, Kofi has one, Fandango, even Paul Heyman has a t-shirt. It's weird though, Kofi didn't
I'm a cancer guy.
it doesn't say that, but it should say that. I would buy that t-shirt just to, like, yeah. Uh-huh.
But it's such a negative thing to say. Yeah,
fuck you.
I'm a cancer guy.
I root for cancer. Kofi didn't. Kofi has a pink breast cancer t-shirt, but he didn't wear it to the ring. He wore the bland WWE one, which is.
Yeah. I mean, I looked at them earlier, and then they. I feel like the pink ones are cool. They're more representative.
Yeah.
But the black ones with the
black ones with
pink shading, like, and, like, the pink colors is just sick.
Those are the, like, Punk's one, RVD's.
Yeah.
Does the Brother Rhea have one?
Yeah, Del Rio has a sick one.
AJ Lee has
one. Or AJ Lee has one. Yeah. Orton got one.
Yeah.
And then Ryback has one.
Primetime Players got a pink one, which I know breast cancer, but they should just have the t-shirt out for them at all times. Not gonna say anything negative about Darren Young, but pink looks good on him. It's not gay.
Did they wear? They have pink tights, don't they?
Yeah, I never seen them with pink. I seen them with the purple ones, but I've never seen them with the pink ones. Which says even more. It's even. It's like you had pink tights before. Oh, damn it, Darren Young. We had a Real Americans pink shirt. That's great.
Yes, I saw that one.
We the people are for cancer. Don't you know how that cancer got to America? Well, I'll tell you. All these illegals across the border with their germs and diseases.
With their E's and their I's and their O's.
You're down what should be a real American. I feel bad for Fandango. Because like you said earlier, like 30 minutes ago, his theme song is more over than his.
That awkward moment when your theme song is more over than yourself.
It's like, I guess, I don't know, I'm not sure if like, it's like, do I like Fandango because of Fandango or do I like him because of his theme song? I definitely don't like Summer Rae.
I don't like, I mean, she's eye candy.
Is she though? Is she really that hot?
She's not that hot, but I mean, if she was the only girl in the room, wouldn't you be like, yeah, whatever? Like, her nose is like kind of like, I mean, I'm just pointing down south.
I guess I'm just over blondes. I've seen so many blondes in WWE, it's just like, whatever.
Yeah.
Don't care anymore.
Yeah. Poor Caitlyn. Where's she been?
She's been doing a whole bunch of, like photo shoots and stuff.
That means she's gonna get fired.
Oh, don't say that. Not Caitlyn. There's two VGCW signs in the crowd.
Nice.
There's one that's just a VGCW, and there's another one that says too fast.
Oh, the fan base is so awesome.
Yes, we got the Jesus Christ. That same match is still on.
Yeah. Fuck.
So we're watching the WVGCW finale, and it's literally still the first match.
It's going on for like 20 minutes now.
Yeah, it hasn't been on for that long.
Oh
crap, it's a 3 out of 2 falls. 2 out of 3 falls.
Solomon Grundy, what was it?
I forgot.
Gruntilda?
Like, yeah, Gruntilda. All right, so how was the first topic? The WWE is high on Eva Marie. What do you think? Mike, what do you think about Eva Marie?
As the Charlie Sheen of the group, and I just...
Winning.
Yes. Alright, I'm going to admit to the world, because I know you know this. I'm not a fan of silicone tits.
I think we just talked about this on the show once before. I think we're repeating topics now.
Alright, if I'm repeating myself, I'm sorry, but let me just put this point in there and make it clear and final that I'm not a fan of silicone tits because I'm an all-natural guy. You know, I like the jiggleness. I don't like you know, when you're laying down, it's like your tits are just like from east to west. So I just like...
It's
spread. Yeah, you know, just like, it's like a fucking highway in between their titties, you know? She's
a semi between their tits.
So, I mean, any, like, diva that has, like, fake titties, like, it's automatically -10 points for me. Even though I still love Mickey James, you know. But, and it's just upsetting when, like, they say a diva's injured, and then you find out it's really because their fucking silicone pops, and they have to get a new one. But, I mean, as far as WWE being high on Eva Marie, why? It's because she's a pretty face. That's really what it is, you know. It's
well from this article I'm looking at. It says that people who think WWE announced that Eva Marie comes off on TV looking like a star.
No,
I don't see it. It's like I feel like she's like a wooden board on television. That one. Remember that for Total Divas premiere, they had this like Total Divas round table.
Yeah,
and Jerry the King Lawler was like I don't know what you
call it. Where Rebel's nipple slipped out. Yeah.
Yeah. Yes. The nip slip. damn, I don't overload the microchip herbiness. Yes, when Bree's nipple slipped.
Release the puppies.
Free the puppies.
It is so ironic that Jerry was doing it. The puppies finally got released.
Finally. He didn't even notice. He didn't even see it. He's like, oh, hopefully he DVR'd the show that week. She's bland. And when she was on the mic that one time, I was just like,
doing announcing.
Yeah, it was just, oh my God, someone killing me right now. So I don't have to keep listening to this.
I don't know what's better, Eva Marie's entrance announcing or JoJo's theme song singing. Somebody call my mom. Yeah. And then she tried to riff at the end, and she would just screech in and off key.
Hey, we've already got on JoJo's case once.
I don't care, because she's having sex with Randy Orton, probably.
So you're just going to clown her?
Yeah.
So, go ahead and talk bad about Justin Gabriel for this week, Mike.
I already did, but I'll say it again. Justin Gabriel, if you're listening.
You're supposed to do it every week.
You're a dumbass, because you could have been macking and doing 450 splashes, howling on her. Like, see, this is one thing to holler at a girl, but you could howl at this girl, and you're just like, no, with your South African accent, you're just too, what do you say? Well, it's not that it bothers me, it's just that it's there. It's like, who gives a shit? She's 19 at DTF with the Cape Town Werewolf, and you're being a little bitch.
Stop being a bitch.
Okay? Jessica, I love you, but you're a bitch. You better edit
that. No. Man, I have to look for it, and then I'll try. No promises.
You're a bitch.
I have to get this podcast up before Battlegrounds. Oh, well. Jerry King was wearing a terrible shirt on Monday night.
You know why?
Huh?
You know why he was wearing a terrible shirt?
Why?
He's a bitch.
Paul Heyman.
Even Jimmy Wang Yang says, yeehaw, he's a bitch.
Chung, 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 chung. Okay.
All right. Back to business.
What were we talking about? Oh, Eva Marie.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the bitch is terrible.
Well, first of all, we skipped that and went straight to Jerry Lawler's horrible shirt.
Yeah, he's wearing a terrible yellow shirt on Raw. He always wears terrible shirts on Raw, but this one was really bad. Yeah, Eva Marie sucks. It's not really much I can say. It's like, the bitch can't talk.
Yeah.
She's even on Total Divas, like, she's the only one on Total Divas that she'd be like, damn, this bitch is fake.
Yeah, she looks so, like, delayed.
Yeah.
And for those of you who don't know what that means, I'm mentally retarded. Oh. You know.
Let's not use the R word on this show.
Mentally slow.
She's rtard.com.
She's our truth.
Damn. Let's just call her Eugene.
Okay? Yeah, she's Eugene.
She's really Eugene. Yeah. Everybody talks about. So congratulations to Daniel Bryan and Brie Bella for getting engaged.
Yeah. I mean, even reminds me of, you know, we live in New York. No offense to any Long Islanders, you know, but she reminds me of a Long Island blonde. No, just like ditzy and like silver spoon, everything, you know.
So she's trying to say she's a beach.
Yeah, she's a beach.
That beach is a beach.
I'm the juggernaut, beach.
I can't believe you've never seen that before.
I saw it 8 years later.
Man, 2005 was awesome. Right, let's get back on topic.
SmackDown vs. Raw 2005. So, well, actually, 2005 was the first SmackDown vs. Raw.
Oh, yeah. So WWE's been releasing like a lot of cryptic tweets recently.
Yeah. Well, one of them was for the McFarlane Toys statue of The Undertaker.
Oh, that's what that was for?
Yeah.
Oh.
Did you see that thing?
No.
It's sick. It's not purchasable as in price range. I want it. It's like $200-something for a Taker statue. I'm not going to buy that.
Aren't they supposed to be also releasing like a comic book as well?
Something like that. I mean, who reads comics these days?
I know, right?
It's coming from the guy who's going to Comic-Con next week.
Yeah, I know, right? Asshole. Yeah, so McFarlane Toys signed a license agreement with the WWE.
Yeah, and the Undertaker is the first one to do it. Well, the first statue to be made.
That's pretty cool. I mean, yeah. Yeah, it's not. It doesn't look like something I would like shell a lot of money for.
No, it was like $200, right?
Yeah, it's well done. You know? You know, unlike a lot of the action figures that have come out, the guys they look pretty terrible.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So my favorite part of the night is coming up on the road right now. Los Luchadores.
Wait, what? You said Luchador?
Whatever. Los Mexicans, okay?
Zeb Colton, right? Yeah,
I'm telling my inner Zeb Colton. All these illegals.
Los Matadores.
That's basically what the WWE did. They said, okay, we need a name for this Mexican team. Well, obviously Los, right? Los, whatever. It's like, all right, well, we need a Mexican-sounding name. Los Luchadores? No, a little too on the nose.
And the best part is that I've said it before, that they're Puerto Rican.
Yeah, the Puerto Ricans posing the Mexicans. They had a great, if a really funny, real fun match. They had a little Mexican bull. Little midget bull. Olé! Mike was like, hey, did you see a crip walk down the ring?
They did it. It was so sick.
Like, I'm throwing up the C's. Oh, crip walk.
And like they did it, and it's not like they just did the crip walk. Like they're in sync when they're doing it.
So they had a lot of time to practice. When was the last time you seen Epico and Primo on television?
But still, it's the fact that they're in sync doing the crip walk with a dwarf bull. And wearing pink Ninja Turtle masks.
They do like pink Mexican Ninja Turtles. They had a pretty fun match against 3MB. The Indian 3MB member. And Eve Slater.
Junior Mahal.
Kali's uncle, great brother-in-law, cousin.
Yeah, his crazy storyline.
Whatever.
Whatever happened to that storyline?
Whatever happens to Natalie's farting gimmick?
Yeah. Piggy James.
Best James. All that extra meat.
All that taco meat.
All that taco meat. Damn, girl, you got a chalupa in your pants.
Good guy.
I'm not sure if that's a good thing or a bad thing.
It sounds like she has a dick.
Yes, that's what I thought. That's after I said it. Wait. It came out. No.
It's like you laugh part of it. Oh, wait a minute.
Oh, no. The best part of Monday Night Raw was Goldust coming out in a suit with the face paint on.
I don't understand.
This is the second time he's done this. Like, last week, it was game out of the crowd when he had the hoodie and stuff on. Yeah. Like, he had his face paint. Like, at what point was he able to put his, like, invading Raw? And he's like, hold on, Cody, let me put my face paint on. I got a new idea for a design I want to put on. Give me a minute, Cody. So, yeah, full suit, face paint. Yeah. It's so weird, because it makes it even weirder, because he's got, like, his little brother and his father. Yeah, and normal looking dudes.
Yeah.
Except for Dusty. Somebody like took an axe to his face.
Got clawed by a cat.
Yeah. Fucking mountain lion. But then you got Dusty, full face paint, and his gray suit. Well, brown shoes, by the way. Let me point out that he was wearing brown shoes with a gray suit.
And gold face paint?
Yes. So what the? He must have been like, he must have couldn't see.
Yeah.
Like, you know,
Cody was driving too fast.
Oh, slow down, Cody! Look at my face. I'm gonna smear my face paint all over the place. So that's fucking Triple H, man. That's just to shave his head. That's not the same Triple H to me. It's not the same. Damn it!
His nose looks bigger.
I'm afraid of change. Grow your hair back, Triple H.
It's too late now. If he grows it back, he's gonna have like the craziest bald spots.
Oh, there was a I don't know if it was a rumor or if it was just like backstage chatter about how Dusty went off script.
With what?
With whatever he was talking about. All right. So Monday night, I was watching that. I was like, oh, God, here comes the Rhodes family. So I would make a sandwich. And I totally don't remember what he was talking about. But I do remember the Shield jumping Cody and Goldust.
Yeah.
Like, fucking them up. Like, Roman Reigns just ripped the vest off of Cody. Cody's wearing a three-piece suit. And Roman Reigns literally ripped the vest. Not even, like, the easy way, like, from the back to the front.
Yeah.
He took by the front of the vest and ripped the vest off of his body.
It pays to be Samoan, man.
Fucking Samoans. They're all over the place. So that's also their battlegrounds, whatnot, jump off thing. Nobody cares about. Fucking R-Truth. Oh, so I guess R-Truth did face Curtis Axel last Monday.
Oh, that's why he's having a title match?
I guess. Maybe he beat him. I can't remember. I told you, Raw is super forgettable. Like, especially last Monday night was super forgettable.
Yeah, because I asked so many people what happened on Raw, and everyone was like, honestly, I don't remember.
Like, yeah, he won. Oh, God. Nikki, fucking her chest is all over the place. And Randy Orton continued his stalking of Brie Bella.
Oh, I heard what he said, something like, oh, you better have the wedding soon or something like that.
Yeah. Better have it before Sunday. He told about Trish Stratus having a son.
He said that?
No, Trish. They talked about it. Maximus status. Aww. And they had like a promo for Brie and Daniel's engagement.
Really?
On Raw. A promo. like a video package. It's like, guys, I know it's like it got publicized because of Total Divas, but how about not having a video package for your personal life on television?
I read it, that they WWE actually put up a poll saying, like, is it a good thing that they made it public?
Yeah.
And, like, majority of the votes said that it was a bad thing that they made it public because it's going to interfere with their in-ring careers and blah, 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 blah.
I think if anything's going to interfere with their real life.
Yeah.
It's like, how about... It's like, you know, it's one thing to have wrestlers and divas dating and get married and stuff, and it'd be private, but, like, you know, the total marks, like, us know about it.
Yeah.
But having like publicized where everybody who watches Raw knows about it, so like, maybe that's a little too much. Maybe it's a little too much to have a video package of it, on the free television show. That's okay. You announce on WWE.com. Oh, they got engaged. Oh, clap, clap, clap. You know, back to fake wrestling, guys.
Yeah,
wrestling is fake. Alicia Fox.
Alicia Fox is on TV again.
Yep. I don't know what's going on.
Making moves.
Oh, right.
Making $1 million moves.
This is a Total Diva breast cancer shirt. It says Total Divas on the front.
Total Cancer Diva.
Total Cancer.
The Divas Division is the cancer. We have to rise above the Divas Division.
Rise above the Divas Division. Damn it. This should be the title of this episode. Rise above the Divas Division. Alicia Fox, man. I like Alicia Fox.
I like her six head.
I realized that a lot while I was watching Rose Lee, too. It's like, damn, that bitch got a huge forehead.
It's like that Rihanna shit.
Damn, Mike, you just hate black girls or something?
Oh, I love black girls. Remember Brown Sugar from high school?
Yeah.
Good God. If I could do anything, go back in time. And
I love how we don't remember her name. I've hung out with her, like, not in school, like, hanging out. It was like, it's like, damn, what the fuck is her name again?
Man, I'd do anything because she got skinny. She lost weight because she actually went to my school for a little bit.
Oh, she did get skinny? Oh, okay. Well,
and
she wasn't fat.
She was Piggy James style.
Yeah.
And, oh, man. I'd do anything to... Because she was like a lesbo in my senior year of high school or whatever. And it was
let's not talk about people from our, like, real life.
You know. Well, it's like we don't even know her name.
If she would have hated us, she would know.
I don't think
know.
She knows we call her Brown Sugar either.
I was about to talk about somebody else who who then she would figure out that we talked about her, but I'm not going to say his name now.
I know who you're talking about. Yeah. So there was this one girl.
they were dating last time I heard. Okay.
And I would do it. I'm going to go back in time and just, I think every man has that one girl who you say, man, if I better go back in time and just tap it once.
No, I'm looking at Tamina. What happened?
That's yeah. Like every guy has that one girl. We'd be like, man, I have to go back in time and just tap it. At least just one. Just like,
yeah.
Just poke it, you know?
You just stick the head in.
Yeah. Let me just taste it.
You know? Oh, I don't know about that. Oh, damn, Mike. Well, man, I should know better. You was the one who wanted to lick Adelie's asshole. So I should know. Yeah, so I guess Tamina is like Adelie's bodyguard now.
Hey, she's got 2 weeks of TV time.
Yeah, to me. No, to me, doesn't get the push now. She took over Biggie Langston's spot. Like, Biggie, you go over there. Tamina, you just slip in.
You can start calling her Big T.
Big T. Big T Snickers. They said there was an AJ Lee Brie Bella match that was, as a role, was forgettable. I guess we'll get to that when we talk about the background stuff. But Brie Bella had a match, and
did she do good at least?
She did all right. Yeah, she. You know what?
She's improving. Right?
I remember. Yeah, she did do pretty well. It wasn't only boring because of her. It's a Divas match.
Yeah.
And Alicia Fox was wrestling, so. Dang. So what else? Oh yeah. The one thing I was thinking about with Brie is that when Punk did the pipe bomb,
yeah,
he was heel before the pipe bomb happened.
Through the bells?
No, the most Punk, CM Punk.
Yeah,
he had the pipe. He was heel. He did the pipe bomb. Automatically face. AJ Lee is heel before pipe bomb. She does a pipe bomb, and then she's like face for a week.
Yeah,
and then it's like, oh, well, never mind. She's back. She's heel again.
Yeah. Well, I mean.
But that's not the problem. The problem is that the Bellas seem to don't realize that now they're faces because she's AJ Lee's a heel.
Yeah.
So at the end of the match, she beats Alicia Fox. So Alicia Fox is a heel. Always has been. And Brie and Nikki are giving her the L on the forehead. It's like, you're face now. What the fuck are you doing?
Well, they always done that, though.
So, but yeah, but you're fucking... She's fucking face now. And not only she's a face, but like, she's also dating the biggest baby face in the company. Yeah. And it's public. Thank you, WWE, for breaking the illusion. This is a triple tag match. Usos, Dolph Ziggler versus The Shield. John Cena has a video game.
Yeah, John Cena's fast lanes.
Yeah. I know he likes cars, but it's like, where does that fit in with his character, his on-screen persona?
Well, he does have a shitload of cars in real life.
Yeah, in real life. Not John Cena in real life has a shitload of cars. John Cena, the wrestler in the ring on Monday nights, doesn't have a shitload of cars. In fact, for as far as I know, he lives in the arena. I'm just flapping my gums now. Oh, what was the Big Show promo? Did you see that?
No, I didn't see it. The only thing for Raw I saw was the Los Matadores.
Oh, Los Mexicans?
Just the entrance, not the whole
Los Puerto Ricans? So Big Show had a promo where he basically cried. Okay. And then it was like, he's going to fuck up Triple H. He's like, I'm going to knock Triple H out. And then he goes, and that happens later, but he goes in Triple H's his office, air quotes. And waits for him, and then Triple H and security or police show up or something. I don't know. Raw's forgettable. Let's stop. In fact, I'm done talking about Raw. No, but I'm going to show you this. Come here. Come around. I need to show you this. I paused at the greenest moment. Look at his face.
Can you screen cap that?
Yeah, I forgot. I screen cap.
That's our picture.
Yeah, it's a fluke's picture. Let's start with the fucking Battlegrounds predictions. Because
you gotta make a meme out of that.
Raw Raw sucked.
that face though.
Fucking Big Show.
Battlegrounds, the inaugural Battlegrounds pay-per-view, replacing Over the Limit. So let's get our predictions in and talk about.
Yeah, someone said pre-show. Pre-shows are the best.
My phone's gonna die. So maybe you should pull up the match card.
Yeah, I got it on. I got the WWE.com one up.
Okay, cool. So, let's talk about the kickoff show. I don't give a shit about this match. It means nothing. Basically, yeah. It's Dolph Ziggler versus Damian Sandow.
It basically is, oh crap, Dolph Ziggler and Damian Sandow are both kind of over. We got to put them in the preview somehow.
I don't, it's whatever. It's a match. I just don't know what to say about this.
It's a boring ass match.
It's a,
well, not boring. It's not, it's probably going to be a great match.
Yeah.
But it's the fucking pre-show. Yeah. And the pre-show matches is always not forgettable, but it's like,
well, except for
how the fuck are you doing the pre-show at all?
When the Night of Champions pre-show match was actually really good.
Well, it was like 20 tag teams jumping all over the ring.
But this one is, there's no title on the line. It's I don't think they even have a grudge. It's just a face versus heel match.
Yeah, it's just we need to put these two guys on the pay-per-view.
Yeah, and predictions THQ predicted that Sandow will win. I'm gonna go with Ziggy on this one.
Only reason I'm going with Ziggy. Usually I would go with Sandow on this. Only reason I'm going with Ziggy is because, as you know, when you have the Money in the Bank, it's like an anchor.
Yeah,
and it seems like everyone, they win the Money in the Bank, it's like, oh, this is a great moment, and you always forget that when the guy who wins the Money in the Bank loses like 20 matches in a row.
Yeah.
So yeah, so Sandow's gonna lose.
So we both agree with Ziggy, and THQ picks Sandow, and that's why they're not in business anymore.
It's that THQ quality, man.
But next match, we got Kofi versus Bray Wyatt, which there was a rumor that it might turn into a 6-man tag with Kofi and the Usos versus Bray, well, the Wyatt family. But
I don't even understand why this match is happening. It's like when I saw this match, when I saw you were doing the predictions on WWE 13, and I was like, oh, Kofi versus Bray Wyatt. I was like, what?
Well, they jumped him, and Kofi Kingston tried to fight back with a chair. Ugh. And for some reason, that sets up for a pay-per-view match.
Yes.
I don't expect anything big. I mean,
I hope WWE hears my disdain over the microphones. Worst idea ever.
Tyler Breeze voice. That's disgusting. But THQ predicted that Kofi would win. I'm going to go with the Wyatt family on this one.
With the Wyatt family. Come on.
Yeah.
Come on. They love the idea of the Wyatt family, but they haven't done anything well with the Wyatt family.
Yeah.
The only thing good that's come out of the Wyatt family is their music.
I love that song. We're here.
They have too many. It's like between them and the Shield, it's like you can only have one heel 3-man team.
Yeah.
And the Shield has already got that spot.
Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, I don't expect anything from that match, you know? It's a 6-man tag, and
yeah,
I get it. It's a grudge match, but it's like, the Wyatt family's going to win, you know?
We're here.
Yeah. So we got next match, we got the IC title between Axel and Truth.
Another match, like, the only reason now we know why this match is happening is because of Raw and Truth won. But it's like, who fucking cares?
I know.
Who fucking cares? Like, why is this happening? How about this? How about I arrange the card a little bit for the WWE? I'm giving you a service, WWE. You can take my idea. How about a rematch between Kofi and Kurt Henning? That's Kurt Henning. Curtis Axel.
Yeah.
For the IC title. We have Ziggler versus Bray Wyatt opening match, and for the pre-show you have Sandow versus R-Truth, so Sandow can just kick his ass.
Yeah.
But wait, which match are we talking about again?
Axel and Truth for the IC title.
Yeah, it was Axel.
THQ also picked Axel, but see, I can see Truth winning because Axel's been on like a fuck up streak with being a Paul Heyman guy.
Yeah, but
so it, this could be like Axel's like dismissal, I guess, if he loses. Cause,
or the beginning of the end for him.
Yeah,
the Heyman guy.
Yeah, but maybe, but
I don't see happiness. So.
Yeah, I'm gonna go with Axel on this one. So it's unanimous.
Yeah, for, we all agree. Got that THQ quality approval.
I mean, Axel doesn't have bad matches, so I think this match will be great.
Yeah, he always does have pretty good matches.
Yeah.
I'm here to show the world.
This is a good
thing. Because, you know, you were scrolling there on WWE.com.
Yeah.
So it scrolled over to that match.
So, next match, we got Rhodes family. Well, Rhodes and Goldust versus Rollins and Reigns. And I think the stipulation is if Rhodes family wins, they get their jobs back or something like that.
Yeah, I don't know. They,
and, I mean, I would love to see this match.
They're going to win because Goldust has a contract to WrestleMania 30. So.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, I think it's going to be a good match.
Yeah,
it's going to be. I mean, it's definitely going to be a great match.
You got four guys who are all great in the ring.
I think Dusty.
Roman Reigns has been showing me up. Like, yeah. I talked shit about him when the Fuel first came out. But I'm starting to fall in love with Roman Reigns.
I think Dusty's going to play a role in this match.
Yeah. There's also some things about how Goldust might go heel.
Yeah. But
I don't know.
I don't know. I'm going to.
Seems like a bad spot.
Yeah.
Go heel.
I'm going to. So you say the Rhodes family, right?
Yeah.
I'm going to. Well, THQ picked the Shield. I'm gonna.
She's about to go down.
I don't know. Fuck.
Yeah, I mean, this one is a lot harder because you got.
Yeah.
You know, you got the Shields who's been on a crazy streak of recently.
This storyline is fresh, you know?
Yeah. And it's fun. It's probably the only fun storyline WWE has.
I'm gonna.
Even though I can't remember what happened in that last promo.
I'm gonna go with the. Fuck. I'm gonna go with the Shield.
We're here.
Yeah. I'm gonna go with the Shield on this one. You know, I'm going to regret it tomorrow. But I'm going to go with the Shield. So, the next match is a Divas title match between AJ and...
Kelly.
AJ Lee. It's going to be AJ Lee versus Jazz. No, AJ Lee versus Brie Bella. For the Divas title. And THQ predicted AJ. And I wish people saw this while we were watching it. Because AJ Lee kicked the shit out of Brie Bella.
Kicked her ass. Every time Brie's like, oh, I'm doing a move. It's like, AJ's like, nope.
So yeah, THQ picked AJ. And
I'm picking AJ too.
Yeah, I'm going with AJ. I mean, I expect a good outcome. Like a good outing from this match.
I'm about to get on my soapbox. I feel like we talk about Divas more than we talk about any other superstar. But I'm about to talk about Divas again. Why? I guess the only reason Brie is the number one contender for the Divas Championship is because of the engagement.
Yeah, that's probably right.
But it's the worst idea ever. How about the best part of that match at Night of Champions was Natalya versus AJ Lee?
Yeah.
So let's have that. Can we please have that match?
Yes.
Finally, can someone say, let's put two good female wrestlers in the ring?
I hope they say that.
They haven't done recently. They haven't done it at all. It's always like, hey, let's put Natalya and AJ in the ring together. Yay! Guess who else is going to be there? Naomi and Brie.
Yeah. I agree, though. I mean, it's ridiculous. I mean, I get you got to give some divas new spots, but because of the circumstances of what's going on.
But why throw Brie in a match with AJ? And it's like, who thinks Brie's gonna win that match?
Yeah, I don't think so. I mean, people think so. I think she thinks so.
Those people are wrong. All those people are. She's wrong. There's no way in hell she's gonna win that match.
Yeah.
Especially with now Tamina's like AJ Lee's bodyguard.
Yeah.
There's no way she's gonna win. Obviously, there's no way she's gonna win. I don't see Brie losing the title for a long ass time now, because. She might pull a CM Punk title reign with a Divas Championship.
140 plus day.
Yeah.
That would be sick.
I can see it, and then I can also see me never being mad about it. Just like, this is the greatest thing that they've ever done.
And next match.
Especially if they keep letting her talk.
Yeah.
They let her just talk as long as she wants to talk. This is like, this is the greatest thing they've ever done. She's risen above the Divas Division.
She's the anti-cancer.
She's like top five, you know, superstar wrestlers in the WWE. Not like in terms of, you know, technique or anything, but like in terms of popularity. She's up there with Daniel Bryan, CM Punk, and everybody else.
No, I agree. I totally agree. Speaking of Punk, his match, Punk and Ryback, THQ predicted CM Punk. And CM Punk didn't even use the
GTA. Yeah, he didn't even use the GTA. He used two Any Kind of Vices, though.
Two Any Kind of Vices, and he wanted to be a sunset flip.
An Obama roll, as BGCW put it.
I don't see this storyline ending anytime soon. I'm gonna pick Ryback because of Paul Heyman factor.
But then you got Punk losing twice in a row.
That's true.
Do you want Punk to lose twice?
I don't want Punk to lose twice. No. But then I'm not gonna be creative.
No, you haven't lost it three times. He lost to SummerSlam.
Yeah.
So it's like at some point he has to win, right?
Yeah, I think so.
So I'm gonna pick Punk then. I think Punk's gonna win. I don't have 100% faith that he's gonna win.
I'm split on this one too.
That Big Show picture. I'm just looking. I can't wait to put this as the cover art for this show.
It's like not the Big Show picture, the man. Ryback's not a good wrestler. Yeah.
Let's talk for 51 minutes about the Big Show picture.
I'm gonna go with Punk on this one too. I changed my vote. And the next match is for World Heavyweight Championship. Del Rio versus the House of Bad Roll. Too much beer in my mouth. Let me do that again. We channel the 50% Puerto Rican in me.
Yeah, when you drink the Puerto Rican.
Del Rio! It's gay. THQ picked Del Rio. Like, he fucked up RVD in that match.
Yeah, he did.
I'm going to go. My prediction is RVD's going to win the title, and as a little extra credit, bonus question on the math test, Sandow's gonna cash in and win the World Heavyweight title tomorrow night.
The more I think about it,
because RVD's leaving soon, you know?
Yeah, I agree with you.
So you're gonna go with RVD with Sandow cashing in for the extra credit? For like that extra half point.
Yeah, for the extra 0.5%. I'll take that.
That's like how we're doing like Sunday Night Football, where they all have like little predictions and at the end.
What's the over under? That they can send all cash in.
And of course, the main event is. I don't even want to say it. I'm so tired of saying it.
Say what?
Brian versus Orton for the vacant WWE Championship.
Okay, hold on. I need to stop. There's two things happening on my screen right now. That is, one of them was awesome. The other one is the worst thing I could ever think about in my life.
I'm walking over to see.
So this is the first. This is the horrible one. I want you to look at this photo and tell me what's wrong. What? He's not wearing pants. He's not wearing pants. There's no pants he's wearing. He is literally not wearing pants.
That's disgusting.
Sitting on a giant wrecking ball. He's not wearing pants. But then this one's the greatest thing I've ever seen.
I'm going to knock out whoever made this book. That Booker T one.
That Booker T one was pretty good as well.
The Big Show face. I've never seen him make that face in his whole career.
In like, what, 15 years he's been wrestling?
Yes.
That's so good. Before, at the beginning of the show, you said, man, I hope somebody really makes a meme out of that photo. And it took me all of like 30 minutes to find it.
That face. Oh. Did you see the Hulk Hogan porno? That means yes.
Shut up. Fuck you.
Alright, I'm gonna lie, I did too. But the best part is that you don't like realize what's going on until the end. It's like, oh shit, that's Bubba's voice.
Well,
not Bubba Dully, but I would have loved Sponge. back Battlegrounds main event. Brian Rizzo.
What? He needs to get up again.
Is that McIntyre?
You would appreciate that one.
Give the man a shot. Yeah, Triple H did bury. Well, I'm gonna blame everything on Triple H now. He buried Drew McIntyre.
I think that's the thing.
It's like what I said before. You can't blame Triple H for Ted DiBiase leaving.
He just got buried. He got buried into oblivion. What were we saying before? What were we talking about?
The final match for Battlegrounds.
Oh yeah, I don't care. Like I can't. I barely cared about the United Championship match. Yeah. I can care less about this one. Because it's like United Champions when Brian won, everyone was surprised. He was super psyched.
Yeah.
And then Raw happened, and it was high level of him. And I got pissed. And I was like, you know what? Fuck this storyline completely.
I'm going to go with Orton on this one, even though THQ predicted Daniel Bryan. THQ predicts that Daniel Bryan will Irish whip Orton into the corner and pin him for the 1-2-3.
Gives him a hard Irish into the corner. Orton falls, and then he just pins him. Bryan just pins. He gets the win. Listen, like, what? Seriously? Honestly, but also, fuck that thing happened in that match. Then Bryan puts the yes lock on him outside the ring.
Yeah.
So we're just like, what the fuck?
So and, why? And I gave him the running knee.
Yeah, he had the running knee. And he still couldn't. But he won the match, so.
Yeah, he was making $1 million moves. So what's your prediction? Can't say I don't care, because then you automatically lose.
God, man. Fuck. I guess I want Bryan to win. But then Triple H was finding out the way to take the title off him again. And that happened. Okay. If Bryan wins and Triple H takes the title off of him in the Raw after again, then I'm excited about the storyline again.
Yeah.
Because that seems like the most ridiculous, dumbest possible way you could continue the storyline. But I'll be so psyched at that moment.
And like you said, he'll be a 3-time WWE champion.
Yeah.
A retarded. I said the R word. Yeah. In R-Truth fashion.
In Eugene fashion.
So you're going Bryan?
Yeah, I'm going Bryan. How about you?
Orton.
You going Orton?
Yeah.
Well, I guess
we can. It's still Hell in a Cell to go, yeah.
Yeah.
So that's our predictions for a total card of We Don't Give a Shit.
Yeah, most of what we're talking about is like, oh, fuck this pay-per-view.
Don't get us wrong. They could definitely be like, oh my god, that was the greatest match between Kofi and Bray Wyatt. But yeah. On paper, it's like Ziggler and Santa, I don't give a fuck. Kofi and Bryan, I don't give a shit. Axe and R-Truth, okay, cool. Rose and Shield, oh, that's actually something that I would actually like to see. AJ and Bree and Ryan, CM Punk and Ryback. Who gives a fucking fuck? Because I am so sick and tired of Paul Heyman versus CM Punk. Fuck, we all want to see CM Punk help out Daniel Bryan. You all heard the fans say it when the superstars helped out Bryan when he got jumped by the Shield. They were chanting CM Punk before the whole jobber roster came out. And Del Rio, I guess I'm excited because I want Santa to cash in. And Orton and Bryan, I just don't give a shit.
Mike? I totally understand everything you just said. I'm looking at this photo right now, and I'm thoroughly confused. This This is a great podcast, by the way. Us looking at photos and they're laughing at him and did not tell anybody what we just laughing at.
All right, so this picture is, it's one of the Usos
getting his face paint done. Look who's doing his face paint, though.
So, guys,
the Big Show is doing his face paint.
And then, of course, the picture next to it, the comments. I gotta make a t-shirt out of that picture.
Yes, that's it.
Alright.
Come stand back up. This one makes
Oh, poor Darren Young. It doesn't say it, but basically he's saying I can fap to this. It's Paul Heyman proposing to ride back with a crying picture of Big Show saying that's so beautiful.
He seriously proposed to him on Monday. He got down on one knee and proposed to ride back.
I gotta find out whose smart idea was it.
Wait, who?
I have to find out whose smart idea was it. Like, whose creative fucking input was behind that.
God, fucking Big Show, man. Bree gets the title shot. Daniel Bryan. Botch above cancer. Why is Paige wearing a hot dog costume?
Oh, God.
Why is Paige wearing a hot dog costume?
I don't think that's WWE programming.
It's a photo, but she's wearing a hot dog. Why the fuck is she wearing a hot dog suit?
She's hot, though.
With this one. Stephanie McMahon. I don't like this post. Big Show, knock him out. It's like the weirdest three people in the world. I was like, well, let's go hang out, guys.
Alright, so this me search of Undertaker, Shane Helms, and Goldberg, and it says, you're at the club and these guys slap your girlfriend's ass. What do you do?
You punch Shane Helms and run.
Yeah.
That's what I would do. Fuck, he was getting married.
What?
Okay, Mike, just on the, go sit down. So go sit back down. Look, I want to talk to you about Mike. So, AJ Lee, Diva Champion.
Her butthole popped up?
Yeah, she had a butthole prolapse. Yeah, that's not what I'm talking about. So, she's been getting heat recently.
What? What are you looking at?
We just had a big screen, so I can just show you. So the masterpiece is holding a Wii championship belt. Jack Swagg says it's time to cash in again. And he's like, not so fast, Swagger. And Stephanie McMahon wants to knock him out. Yeah, so Bree has been having a pretty hard time. It seems like every former diva wants to talk shit about AJ Lee.
Yeah.
So, also recently has been Sunny and Medusa have been talking shit about AJ Lee.
What'd they say?
Well, the reason why Medusa was mad at AJ Lee is, so WWE.com had a gallery last week. Really awesome gallery, by the way. It was they did WWE superstars with retired championship belts.
Uh-huh.
So they had the Usos with the SmackDown championship belts, and they had Daniel Bryan with the old the 1980s Bret Hart's WWE championship.
I gotta check that gallery. Okay.
So they had AJ Lee holding the women's championship.
Uh-huh.
And they had Natalya hold, and Brie and a couple other divas holding the women's championship. So Medusa suddenly got out of her rocking chair. She got out of that garbage can where she threw the women's championship in before.
Yeah.
And she was totally pissed off and talking about, she said a whole bunch of bullshit that I gotta really. She said, "Hold on, let me pull it up, pull up the whole quote." It was fucking dumb. She was tweeting, by the way, I believe. No, no, she wasn't tweeting. It was AJ who tweeted out a picture of her with the belt and her tattoo that you love so much that you want to lick.
Yeah, that's a sick tattoo. Yeah. I mean, if I ever sign a music contract, I'd definitely steal that from her. It's better than AJ Styles' stupid tattoo.
So this one, Melissa wrote on her Facebook page. Apparently, someone has delusions of grandeur. AJ never was, never will be the WWE Women's Champion as long as I officially hold the title. Bitch never beat me. Bitch never will. However, she does give good mic skills. So let's see what she has to say now. The whole bunch of hashtags. It's like, all right, first, I'm going to let you talk, Mike, because this is kind of your...
Because it's stupid, because it's like, it's just a fucking photo gallery with, like, it's current wrestlers holding old school title belts. It's like, obviously, she'll never be the women's champion unless they bring the title back.
You didn't see Bret Hart and Shawn Michaels get pissed because they were
holding
their title. You didn't see Ryan Kendrick and Paul London getting pissed because the Usos and the Shield had the SmackDown titles.
So,
and how can you talk about how you know the bitch can't beat me? I'm the official women's champion. No one's beat me for the title. It's like, cause you went to WCW and threw the shit in the garbage can.
Yeah,
that's why no one beat you. You can't talk shit.
Yeah,
if you fucking ran away.
Yeah,
that's like if I got to a fight, was getting to a fight with somebody. And I'm talking shit to him, but then I'm fucking running away the opposite direction. But I'm still talking shit. It's like, what?
It's like, you'll never get me, you bitch.
You're an asshole.
Come get me now. I'm across the street.
Your breath smells like dildos.
What a cunt. It's like, that makes no sense. It's like, you're right. It's like, did she not realize that was just a photo gallery picture?
Yeah. No, she's not like AJ Lee's like, guess what I'm bringing out of retirement, guys?
That would be so badass, though.
Yeah. It would fit her character, too.
Yeah.
You'd be like, fuck this diva shit. Women's title now. And also, Sonny was pissed off.
Why? What does this bitch say, Sonny, this drunk shit, say?
You know, I kind of agree with Sonny, but she shouldn't take it out on AJ Lee. Basically, Sonny said that, with the exception of Natalya, that the diva's division sucks. But I'm like, you know, there's some pretty good divas in the Divas Division. You know, we talk shit about Divas Division as well. Yeah. So you got AJ Lee, you got, you know, Tamina. Paige is looking like the next big thing.
Yeah.
What you call it. And then you got divas who are not there yet, like Naomi or what's her face? What's that bitch?
Cameron.
No, not Cameron. Fuck that bitch. Fuck her and her small titties. Let me not talk about that.
So I guess that rules out JoJo.
Huh? Oh, no. I like JoJo. JoJo's... God damn it. Let's not get... All right, fuck it, Mike. You brought it up.
JoJo's a cuddle buddy.
No, but let's say, at least JoJo's titties fit her. She's small, right?
Yeah.
She's small, she has small titties. They fit. Fucking Cameron is like a normal-sized person with small titties. They're not even like, oh, they're just small. Those shits barely exist.
She's mosquito bites.
She's a... She doesn't have. I've seen mosquito bites bigger than her tits.
It's like you get a bug bite, and it's like my shit's bigger than hers.
So I mean, and that's what I'm talking about. Cameron's a really good-looking woman. If Cameron was the only woman in the room, I wouldn't be like, nah.
Of course.
I'll wait till Naomi shows up.
Yeah.
I want to see her cookie hanging out. We still, like you said earlier, we still haven't seen the episode of a fucking
the mid-season finale.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just want to see me, Sonny.
Yeah, so Sonny's all upset.
Who cares? Just the way I see it, it's just
sour grapes.
Sour grapes with has-beens. I mean, not to take anything away from them. It's just like, you know, like what. Honestly, the only thing I've heard from Sonny in the past couple of years is being arrested and stuff. You know
what? Let's be honest. I barely remember Sonny.
Yeah, I don't know. I barely remember.
It's like, I give her props for being the original diva, like they say. But it's like, I don't care. Apparently, what you have to say, because this is dumb. Yeah. So we did our predictions.
Yep.
So we talked a little about it. It was all over the place because you didn't watch Raw and I can barely remember it. But we did get some great laughs because mostly on the because of the Big Show.
That face is ridiculous. Los Matadores. That crip walk. That is great.
The greatest crip walk ever. So, I guess this is it, guys. Until,
yeah.
Until tomorrow, we're going to, I guess we're, I'm going to come over here and we're going to watch the pay-per-view.
Yeah, we're going to watch the pay-per-view and then give a quick, not quick,
assessment. But, yeah, we need to do a quick one because the, because last time we did this, the podcast was over. Like, it was almost 2 hours long. It was like literally like 30 seconds away from being 2 hours long.
For the final, like the result match?
Yeah,
the results of.
Yeah, because remember I combined the preview and review together, like I'm going to do this time as well. And it was almost two. It was almost 2 hours long.
Let's
cut it down a bit. Last week, last time we did it was only an hour and a half, and it was pretty good. It was easy to upload and everything. Let's start talking about our first world problems.
Our what?
Our first world problems.
First
world problems. It's like, oh, this podcast that I get to do is too long to upload. Kids in Africa can't even listen to podcasts. Because not talk shit about how hard it is to do a podcast. And we live in the greatest country in America. Except for all these illegals coming across our borders.
Holla, holla, holla.
You go one-on-one? Illegals? You're going one-on-one? What's down that tanker? Can you dig that, sucker?
What the hell?
Hello, ladies.
I used to love Val Venus as a kid because he was just like so like because his voice.
Yeah.
But like you don't realize what he's really all about.
Yeah. Then you're older, you're like, oh shit. Oh, like especially I like that in the Attitude Era documentary where he's like, yeah, Vincent really called me one day and he was like, oh, we want you to be a film star. He's like, oh, that's cool. He said, no, we want you to be an adult film star. I was like, oh shit.
Like when he got his dick chopped off.
Chopping
I never understood what like when he came out, he said, I come to you as half the man I was last week. I never understood that. So I watched it again X amount of years later and I'm like, oh.
Oh, no, there's gonna be a WWE Raw 20th anniversary DVD coming out soon.
Another Raw DVD.
Yeah, it's like it's 20 best episodes of Raw or something like that on this DVD.
Oh, okay. That's interesting.
Yeah. I'm not sure what's on. I don't think they revealed the match shit, but when they do, we'll probably talk about it.
Mm.
Chop a chop at a pee pee.
Wait. Before you sign off.
Yeah.
I don't know if you read the poll of what the next WWE DVD should be.
Yeah.
What was it? Like, one of them was like the best of bra and panties or something like that.
That's the King's favorite DVD.
One was like
the something. Been pitching that for like 20 years.
One thing, like one was like Santino's Comedy Hour or something like that. One was the Daniel Bryan DVD, and a couple of others like the best WCW pay-per-view matches, something to do with WCW. But there's a whole list of them. But basically, I'm just surprised that
the bra pay.
Yeah,
I would buy that DVD.
I could fap to that.
Darren Young can.
Yeah, he can.
Oh,
poor Darren.
More illegals.
He's got the best of Raw DVD though. It's like just men and baby oil.
This is funny meme. Remember when Randy gave Stephanie the DDT?
Yeah.
And he gave her a kiss?
Yeah.
So this meme says, God damn it, Randy, this is not what's best of business. You know what would be cool? You know what would be cool to bring back? We've got Cat Crash Holly in the hardcore title. Just give it to him and like 25 rules back in effect, guy. Let's go.
Yeah, right. Who would go for it?
Everyone.
Torito.
Yes. It's him and the Nets.
And Hornswoggle, of course, win.
I guess this is it, guys.
Yeah.
Until tomorrow.
Yeah, until tomorrow night.
I'm just looking at knees. I don't give a shit. Oh, fuck everything. This I say this. No, I'm ending it. This meme. Wait. This meme pisses me off.
So let me explain this room, and then we'll sign off. It's a picture of like old school Road Dogg with his braids in like a Pebbles Flintstone ponytail kind of thing, and it's a, instead of his face like someone photoshopped Bo Dallas's face on. Oh, you didn't, Bo.
Fuck that. Oh,
your ass better bow somebody.
The most that ever there is, the most that ever was, the most that ever will be.
Don't stop believing.
Chris Ben Boa.
Chris Boa.
Yes. Okay, guys. Hey, this before it goes off for too long. See you later.
Peace.